This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters are already at odds ahead of a curfew that has just gone into effect at this hour in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky. Crowds of varying sizes have gathered in New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago as well, while protesters against racial injustice and police brutality massed in Kentucky's largest city. This after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor. Some of those protesters later clashed with police in riot gear. About a dozen people were arrested in one confrontation between hundreds of demonstrators and a group of heavily armed law enforcement officers just outside downtown Louisville. Cameron says he has had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
That was Kentucky Attorney General Dave Cameron. One of three white police officers was indicted for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to the black 26-year-olds. The indicted officer, Detective Brett Hankinson, faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said, quote, science will guide our decision, end quote, as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. This is VOA News. Britain became the latest European country to impose restrictions on socializing Wednesday, following a sharp rise in coronavirus transmission rates. Under the new rules, pubs and restaurants will be forced to close by 10 p.m. People are once again being encouraged to work from home. The number of new cases is roughly doubling every week, and the chief medical officer has warned of 50,000 new infections daily if the pattern continues. Meanwhile, the government's furlough scheme that has supported around 10 million jobs is due to end next month. Prime Minister Johnson is under pressure to extend it amid warnings of soaring unemployment. France's health minister unveiled a map of coronavirus danger zones around the country Wednesday and gave the hardest-hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. The minister told a news conference the country would be divided into zones by alert level, with Marseille, the second-largest city, and the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, for now the only two areas put on the maximum alert level. He added Paris and its suburbs, the northern city of Lille, the southwestern town of Toulouse, and six other cities were declared, quote, reinforced danger zones, end quote. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. At a ceremony recognizing veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion, U.S. President Trump says he's tightening restrictions against Cuba to financially starve the island's government.
The Treasury Department will prohibit U.S. travelers from staying at properties owned by the Cuban government. We're also further restricting the importation of Cuban alcohol and Cuban tobacco.
West African leaders may lift painful economic sanctions against Mali once an interim president is inaugurated Friday in the wake of the August 18th military coup, the bloc's envoy said, praising the junta's leadership. The comments suggest the 15-nation economic community of West African states could accept the candidate's pick this week to lead the transition of power, although they do not have the fully civilian background the bloc had demanded. Eastern Libyan forces said Wednesday they killed the leader of the Islamic State group in North Africa during a raid in the southern desert city of Sebha earlier this month. The Libyan National Army spokesman said Abu Mawaz al-Iraqi was among nine militants killed during the raid, but was only identified afterwards. Islamic State in Libya was formed by al-Qaeda militants who took advantage of the chaos after the 2011 uprising against Muammar Gaddafi.